producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here live in Austin. Paul Joseph Watson is joining me in the UK. We're going to take your calls and see what you think about the executive actions that Obama has taken. Hardly a day goes by that he doesn't just declare a new law. We saw earlier this week that he gave immunity to corporations that would be working with him in Liberia. Of course, he's going to give immunity and amnesty to illegal aliens tonight. And he's also signaled that he's going to act on his own with climate change, and there's nothing that the Republicans can do to stop him. He's got a long agenda that he's going to enact because he doesn't have to stand for election, and he could care less about how badly he damages the Democrat Party, just as he could care less how badly he damages America. So if you want to call in and give us your opinion, that number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We've got Paul Joseph Watson with us. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to our reporters in Ferguson because that's another hot spot that is ready to erupt at any moment. Another part of the class war that's being established by the government. But, you know, Paul, we were just talking to Arnold Abbott, the 90-year-old man who has been threatened with arrest multiple times for feeding the homeless in Fort Lauderdale. We got on to Terry Schiavo. This just surfaced today. I saw this for the first time. This is Jonathan Gruber back in the news, back in May 1997, the same guy that lied to us about health care in Massachusetts with Romney Care. And, of course, Mitt Romney thanked him so much for his economic models that helped to get that passed. And then, of course, he is now bragging about how he lied and deceived the American public about Obamacare in general. But even before that, he was working on, of all things, Paul, he was working on abortion. Back in May 1997, he's the top author on a paper called Abortion Legalization and Child Living Circumstances, Who is the, quote, Marginal Child? And in this, he makes the argument that children who were born after Roe v. Wade have such better standards of living because of abortion. Actually, he argues that it's a great thing, Paul. Same guy who told us that Obamacare was going to be good, who lied to us about the economics. He wouldn't lie to us about the effects of abortion, would he?
Well, again, it's this whole thing about, you know, you're supposed to not brag about it when you get caught doing these programs through trickery, which is what they did with Gruber and Obamacare. But the New York Times actually ran defense for Obama and said that he had a limited role in crafting Obamacare, even though he went to the White House on a dozen occasions. He met with Obama. He was giving these speeches months before it passed, bragging about the fact that Americans were stupid and that's how they could get it passed. And then literally hours after the New York Times came out and said that his role was limited, a key advisor to Obamacare came out and said that Gruber was, quote, the guru, that he was an important figure in getting Obamacare passed. So they got caught lying. NBC, ABC, CNN have completely buried the story. If you actually look at the graphs of how many times Gruber has been mentioned over the past couple of weeks, it's basically non-existent on the pro-Obama network. So they've managed to some extent to cover it up. What was heartening was the fact that on Twitter for around a week, Gruber was one of the top trending hashtag terms, even amidst all the mindless rubbish about Kim Kardashian's behind and whatever. Gruber maintained its position in those top Twitter trends, which shows that the American people were talking about it, are still talking about it, breaking through that black wall of censorship that was erected by the likes of NBC, ABC, and CNN.
He's one of these masters of propaganda and twisting. He talked about how they had to torture the numbers to make them look the way they wanted to. One of the things that he's torturing in this is the terminology about children. He talks about cohorts as being the children who are actually born. You know, you go from a fetus to a cohort. The only time he talks about children is when he talks about the marginal child. In other words, those who were not born because abortion was legal. We're going to talk a little bit more about that and take your calls right after the break. Stay with us. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be joining us, as well as your calls. And we're going to have reporters from Ferguson at the bottom of the...
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. We have Paul Joseph Watson with us in the UK, and we're going to be taking your calls this next segment. We're going to be joined at the bottom of the hour by our reporters, Jakari Jackson and Joe Biggs, who are in Ferguson awaiting the grand jury indictment or lack thereof and the subsequent riots that people fear are going to happen there. But in the last segment, we were talking about this new revelation. Actually, it's an old paper from Jonathan Gruber, the guy who has come out as kind of the poster child for the way the government and particularly the bureaucracy and these experts that they pull up, the way they lie and manipulate the public. Of course, he was instrumental in passing RomneyCare. Mitt Romney thanked him profusely for his economic models, which have now proven to be a total lie, just as they were for Obamacare. And he has surfaced in many, many different venues bragging about how he deceived the American public. But let's look at this one paper. This goes back to 1997. I thought it was kind of interesting in the way that it gives a glimpse to their techniques, to their character. In this particular paper, he's talking about the legalization of abortion. and how that was a good thing. Because he said, what is the effect on the marginal child? Now, here's how he defines the marginal child. The marginal child is the one who's born when abortion access, who is not born when abortion access increases. So in other words, the child who is aborted is simply a marginal child. Is that marginal child, he says, more or less disadvantaged than the average child? In other words, if a child is killed before it's born, is it more or less advantaged than the average child? So we're killing these children for their own good. It's not for our own good. It's not because we don't want to be bothered with it, because it's an economic hardship or other issues, or because we just don't understand what's going on. No, they're actually the marginal child is better. And he talks about the children who are actually born. He calls them cohorts. He says, we find that cohorts, I think that's an interesting term, cohorts born after abortion was legalized experience a significant reduction in the number of adverse incomes. Our estimates imply that the marginal child who was not born due to legalization would have been 70% more likely to live in a single parent family, 40% more likely to live in poverty, 50% more likely to receive welfare, 35% more likely to die as an infant. So let's just kill them. And they're better off. So that's what he's saying. The marginal child is better off. That's the kind of lies that the master technician behind RomneyCare, which is the same thing as Obamacare, that's what Peter Gruber has been cutting his teeth on for a long time. Jonathan Gruber. Sorry. I keep calling him Peter Gruber because there's a Peter Gruber in the movie industry, and I keep referring back. But Jonathan Gruber. You want to comment on that, Paul, before we take a call?
Yeah, well, it's the kind of rhetoric that just dehumanizes life. That's what it sounds like to me. The major concern now, obviously, as we've illustrated with all these campus videos where we send out Joe Biggs, for example, other people have done it too, where college students will sign petitions advocating post-birth abortion.
Yes.
And this is also something that the establishment media has jumped on board with to some extent. MSNBC's Melissa Harris-Perry, who, of course, said the children belong to the state. She said newborn infants don't count as being considered, quote, alive. So this is an entree to legitimizing infanticide. We had the academic paper a couple of years ago, I think, out of the University of Melbourne, which argued that afterbirth abortion should be permissible, this is a quote, including in cases where the newborn is not disabled. So they're talking about afterbirth abortion, infanticide, like you have in China, where women are grabbed off the street, drugged, given forced abortions, the baby's dumped in a bucket. And now the academia in the West and the media in the United States is in a creeping fashion beginning to advocate infanticide, post-birth abortion. So that's how deep down the rabbit hole this has gone now.
And they portray this as, oh, they're doing it for the sake of the child. The child would have been perhaps at a 35% higher chance of living in this kind of condition, a single parent home, as if that was something that we saved them from. But of course, it's the industry, isn't it, Paul? Rob Dew just put this article on my desk. Former abortion clinic director says, our goal was 3 to 5 abortions per student. This was in Round Rock, Texas, right here around Austin. Abortion clinics are businesses, they point out, just like muffler shops or fast food restaurants. And that's the kind of justification, the kind of tortured logic that we see happening. And I think it's really kind of a slippery slope, like we were just talking to Arnold Abbott, the 90-year-old who was trying to feed the homeless. When you're willing to take food out of the mouths of homeless people or out of somebody who is sick and helpless like Terry Schiavo, arresting people who are trying to feed that person, give that person water, when you're willing to do that, when people will stand by and watch homeless people be shot and brutalized on the streets, that is the slippery slope for our entire country, because now we're entering into an area where they're going to eventually do that to everybody, because it's just training for them, isn't it?
Well, I mean, On the point you just mentioned, Planned Parenthood got its start by putting the abortion clinics in poor black areas.
Yes.
And they bragged about it at the time.
Yeah.
And then their supporters, the feminist icons like Marie Stopes, you know, the woman who wrote love letters to Hitler, she bragged about it too. So that's how they make their money, is by aborting predominantly black babies in poor areas, and then they brag about it. So it gives you an insight into their motivations.
Absolutely. We don't have too much more time left in this segment, but we got a couple of segments here, and I said we'd take some calls. We got some people on the line. Let's go to Larry in Michigan. Larry, you want to talk about immigration?
David, how are you doing today?
Doing good. What do you want to say?
Okay, two things. I want to talk about immigration, and then I got a question I'd like for you to ask Ron Paul next time he's on.
Okay.
On immigration, we've been hearing this 11,000 number for, what, 10 years? So that says the government, according to the government, there is no illegals come here in the last 10 years.
I'm not sure what you're talking about with the 11,000 number.
11 million. I'm sorry.
Yeah, 11 million. Mm-hmm.
There's 11 million. We've been
This is just the tip of the iceberg, isn't it? As Paul was saying, they've had green cards printed up for over 30 million green cards. What was it, 34, Paul?
34 million, yeah.
Yeah, 34 million. Yeah, so, you know, this is a huge, the numbers that they're giving us of 5 million or whatever, that's huge. And when he goes in and does this, he's really kind of setting up an entitlement program. Anybody that matches the conditions that he sets out are going to be entitled to the benefits that he's going to lay out tonight by executive order as well. So they don't really know what this is going to be. And, of course, there's nothing in this is going to really stop anything, people from coming into the borders. The borders are still going to be open, so this is going to continue. Was there anything else you wanted to say? What was the question you had, Larry, for Ron Paul?
Oh, Ron Paul or Rand Paul.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got $17 trillion in debt. We bailed out all these people that are too big to jail. When they pay this money back, how come the national debt, $17 trillion isn't going down? Where does that money go? Does it go back into the general fund and they spend it again? Why isn't, you know, General Motors is supposed to pay this all back? Why is this $17 trillion number not going down?
Well, that's money that we're spending on everything. That's not just the bailout. And of course, they said they paid us back, but they paid us back with essentially 0% interest loans that the Fed was extending to the large central bankers that we had bailed out. So we said, here's a 0% loan. And they said, thank you. And they just passed the fiat currency back over the other table. The whole thing is such a fraud. It's just amazing. Let's go to Richard in Arizona. Thank you, Larry. Let's go to Richard in Arizona. Richard, you had a comment about the Constitution?
Yeah, thanks, David. Hi, David and Paul. I had something. I guess I'm one of the cohorts still alive in Arizona, so
yeah.
I just wanted to mention something about all this illegal activity by not only Obama, but most of the presidents of the last 100 years, and the not only the presidents, but the departments and the agencies that are used by the federal government to do things that are otherwise illegal for the federal government to do, and I don't believe you can legally even do that. So what I want to bring up is that there's something in the Constitution called the enumerated powers, very specifically worded so that nothing but things on that list can ever be done by the federal government. And I believe that hiring an agency or a contractor or somebody else to do your illegal activity doesn't make it legal. So
that's right.
Where are all the lawyers and the law students and the common law people not attacking that at the root, which would eliminate 98% of all their activities?
Well, you know, we've taken the position that the Constitution, that everything was prohibited to the central government unless they had explicit permission. That's essentially the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. They've turned that on its head now. They've inverted the Constitution. And for us, everything is prohibited unless they expressly permit it. We can see that with alcohol prohibition and the war on drugs. It took a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol at a time 100 years or so ago when they respected the Constitution. We had another constitutional amendment that said, okay, you can now have alcohol. But then they come along a little while after that, and they just arbitrarily start making drugs illegal, whether it's prescription drugs or whether it was recreational drugs. They had no authority to do that. If they did, they wouldn't have needed a prohibition amendment for alcohol. But they, quite frankly, don't care about the Constitution. Do you want to comment on that, Paul?
Yeah, I mean, as far as my understanding goes, they just broadly interpret all these limitations, and that's how they get through what they want to get through. So as long as they can rhetorically argue that they're limiting themselves to it somewhat, then, you know, they can deceive people, just as people like Jonathan Gruber do with their rhetoric. So it's It's a con game based on lexicon and rhetoric is normally how they get these things done.
Yeah, they have some things like the Commerce Clause that they try to argue from. But it is the same kind of tortured logic that we see from Jonathan Gruber over and over again. And that really doesn't pass muster. It doesn't pass the amendments that are there. They're very clear. We're going to be right back. Take your calls in this next segment. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by our reporters in Ferguson, Jakari Jackson, and Joe Biggs. They'll be checking in with us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes and surroundings. Without the right equipment, you'll never know it's there. Natural and man-made nuclear radiation can find its way into our living environment. And Maser Instruments are your best line of defense. Unlike lower-cost products, Maser Instruments detects all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and X-rays. Most products require you manually turn them on for each use. But Maser Instruments are different. They're designed to be always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Maser Instruments are laboratory grade, EMP resistant, and powered by common 9-volt batteries. Get the details at MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be at MaserInstruments.com.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. I have Paul Joseph Watson on the line with us from the UK. Paul, I just see this article that's just come out. Rick Perry and Greg Abbott, the outgoing governor of Texas and the incoming governor of Texas, are both saying that Texas might sue Barack Obama. I don't know. I'm seeing all these articles that say that, you know, what Obama is doing is a slap in the face to the Republicans. They feel slighted. They weren't consulted. It's like, you know, this is not a soap opera about their personal feelings. And, you know, Paul, when I look at Rick Perry and Abbott saying that they're going to sue Obama because this is going to be expensive in terms of securing the border, in terms of the cost of illegal aliens who come here on welfare, it's not about that either. I'm kind of tired of seeing these Republican politicians like Boehner say, we're going to sue him. That's not the rightful remedy. These people have political power. They have power in the Congress, and especially governors have power. Local politicians have power if they have the backbone to use it. That's the rightful remedy. They need to stand up and take direct action instead of saying, well, we're going to take it to the courts, because I think that allows them to essentially kind of wash their hands of the whole issue and say, well, I did what I could, but the politically appointed judges sided with Obama. What's your take on it?
I think one of the methods that I read, I think it was Cruz that said it in his editorial, was that they would introduce bills and amendments that would block funding, for example, for the Department of Homeland Security if this executive order was passed.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that would really be of concern to them, because we remember 3 years ago with the TSA in Texas, I mean, they threatened a federal blockade. They threatened to close down air traffic above Texas if those pat-down, grope-down provisions were rolled back for the TSA in Texas. That really scared them. So yeah. If you actually go after something like the Department of Homeland Security, that could really have an effect. Talking about suing Obama personally, you know, that could drag on for years. As you said, it seems really weak. It seems like it's not going to get the job done. Interesting story on that subject, though, just come out. On a before job, Border Patrol agent says will not enforce Obama's unlawful amnesty. And this is a Border Patrol agent in California who says, quote, unlawful order. As a Border Patrol agent, I will not enforce, implement, or support in any way an executive order that attempts to give amnesty to illegal aliens. I would rather have honor than my job. So the very people on the front lines are now revolting against this.
We also have sheriffs that say they're going to march on Washington, who are saying that the plan of amnesty that Obama is coming up is actually, quote, the destruction of our democracy, that it's a gaping hole for terrorists. It'll be interesting to see. I seriously doubt that Ted Cruz is going to be able to get the Republican Party to withhold one penny from Homeland Security because they love them so much, but we'll see if that happens. I wish they would stand up and do something. They have no problem standing up nine times for their corporate interests to try to get the pipeline through, the Keystone Pipeline, but they won't do anything to try to stop Obama. They merely use him as a foil to get themselves elected to office. Let's go to a caller here. Kelly in Texas, you want to talk about amnesty?
Yeah. God bless you both. Thanks for having me up. You know, for the life of me, I cannot wrap my head around why Obama and Holder and the Clintons and the Bushes aren't in prison. I mean, it's beyond impeachment. It's beyond lawsuit. I mean, they're responsible for murders, assassinations, and the people, they just get away with it. I can't get my head around it.
It speaks to the open corruption of our government, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. But when are we, as God-fearing men and women, going to stand up against this kind of crap, to put it in a nice way, when we have a man down in Florida who's doing what's commanded by Christ to do,
yes,
being thrown in jail, and yet these people are left to continue to rape and pillage America and murder?
And again, I would go back to the, it's a bipartisan thing. And I would go back to the Terry Schiavo thing. I hope that comes up. Anybody who considers voting for Jeb Bush needs to go back and revisit that episode and look at what happened to Terry Schiavo. Jeb Bush could have overridden the orders of a probate court judge who was basically starving that poor woman to death. And he didn't lift a finger to do anything to help her. Thank you so much for calling. Let's go to Bob in Texas. Bob, you have an Obama solution for us?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. You're online.
Oh, great. How are you all doing today?
Doing good. What's your solution?
Obama, you know, the Republicans, you can't even give them a victory. You can't give them power. You know, first they complain, well, we can't do nothing. We don't have a majority. You give them a majority, and they're still going to have excuses for why they're not going to do things. I think that's pointless to go through. And that fella down in Florida trying to feed those people, that is just ridiculous. Have you ever heard of the Christmas truce, David?
Yes, I have. I have. There's a great article about that. We're at a break. We've got to come back. Well, if you want to hang on to the break, I'll take your call right after we come back. We'll continue with that. And we've got the reporters from Ferguson joining us right after the break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals bar none, and that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. Paul Joseph Watson is joining us in the UK. And we're going to be going in just a moment to our reporters in Ferguson, Missouri. We have Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson, who have been there all week, awaiting the grand jury verdict, and there's been some action there last night. We're going to talk to them about that and what they see on the ground. Before we do, I want to let you know that this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by Silver Bullet. It's now back. We had run out of it. It's now in limited supply. Get it right now because it takes about 6 weeks to get more of it in. It's going to sell out pretty quickly. It's a difficult, long process to make this because we use a very high concentration. It's concentrated to 30 parts per million, in a pure base of deionized water. So it's a very involved process involving high-voltage electrical process that generates minute-sized particles. It's widely known that colloidal silver is a vital supplement for maintaining a healthy lifestyle, and now we have it at InfoWarsLife.com for a short period of time. It takes colloidal silver to get to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. There's never been a more important time, this time of year, especially with the flu season, cold season, many viruses circulating around. It's never been a more important time to have this powerful and clean form of colloidal silver. You can get it at InfoWarsLife.com, or you can call 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. That's Silver Bullet. Now we're going to go to our reporters in Ferguson, but before we do, I wanted to just finish up. I cut off Bob in Texas real quick. He had just brought up something he wanted to talk about. Go ahead, Bob. You still on the line?
I am.
Yes, go ahead. What did you want to say about that?
You've heard about the Christmas truce. I don't know if everybody knows about that during World War One, when the soldiers decided they were going to put down their arms and not kill each other anymore.
There's been some good movies made about that.
They had to replace those soldiers. The generals and stuff had to replace those soldiers because they wouldn't kill each other anymore. That's what we need to see, David, is more people on the inside who are serving this system to stand up and say no. It's just like all these pilots who are spraying us with all these chemtrails every day. They need to stand up and say, no, I'm not going to do that anymore. That's what is most disappointing me, to see the people who continue to serve this evil.
That's right. And, you know, when you talk about that, and the reason I wanted to come back to you was because we just had the 25th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall, and it was soldiers at the border who refused to shoot people who wanted to cross. And who were the people that were showing up there? There were people who were coming from prayer meetings in churches where they had been meeting for 7 years in some cases, turning out by the tens of thousands. Finally having enough. So, yeah, it's going to take a spiritual revival. It's going to take people who are the instruments of the oppressors to say, I'm not going to be their tool anymore, and stand up to them. Thank you so much for calling Bob in Texas. We need to move on to our reporters in Ferguson, Missouri. We've got Joe Biggs there on the ground. Joe, what do you guys been seeing the last couple of days? You filed a report last night about some small riots.
Joe Biggs, we are actually on South Florissant Avenue, right across from the police station and the fire department in Ferguson, Missouri. Yes, last night I got a call around 8:45 saying that there was a standoff between protesters and police officers here, right between the police station and the fire department. There's a little barricade set up over there, and the police were standing behind there. By the time we got here, there were maybe 65 officers in lower grade riot gear with just the shields, and some having face masks with a gas mask on their side. So 65 police officers to about 100 protesters that were here. Now, the interesting thing that happened last night, though, everybody was over off of the road on the other side where the grass is, and the police officers were behind the barricade. Well, they came around from the other side of the barricade and then started pushing the protesters into the road. Huh. Now, they were just told 30 minutes prior to that, if they get in the road, that would be considered unlawful and that the police would use force. The police came out and pushed us all into the road and then began arresting people in the street.
Hey, it sounds like what happened in the JFK 50th commemoration last year, when they told everybody that was there in the crowd with InfoWars, gave them access into an area and then sent the goons out to attack them.
Yeah, they pushed us out, and Ja'Kari Jackson and I were walking backwards filming, and they're like, get out of here, get out of here. And I'm like, well, where do you want us to go? They're like, go to the road. Then as soon as we went to the road, the police ran out and just started snatching people up and then pushing them behind their line to where they would be arrested or whatever, or released, you know, soon. So it was crazy. They pushed us into an area that was unlawful so they could just go out and arrest people. I've never seen that. That was just crazy.
It's just amazing. And, you know, that's one of the things that really concerns me about this. We have seen so many cases of police brutality. We were talking earlier in the program to Arnold Abbott, the 90-year-old veteran who's been feeding the homeless in Florida, in Fort Lauderdale. And we're talking about the many ways that they have come against the homeless, you know, beating Kelly Thomas to death, shooting others in New Mexico and Michigan. And yet, in Ferguson, what they've done is they've not made it about the rules of engagement when it is allowed for the police to use lethal force or what level of force they should use. Instead, they have successfully taken over this thing and made it all about race, haven't they?
Yes, indeed. I mean, you hear a lot of talks, you know, on the social media, a lot of chatter about how blacks are calling for the deaths of whites, how whites are calling, you know, from the KKK for the deaths of blacks and things like that. They're trying to create this racial diversion to take away from the point that people originally came out here for. And it's getting so much, you know, global attention that it's causing these uprisings, you know, with protests all over. And now they're expecting that when the grand jury decision comes out, if the officer isn't charged, that there will be protests, you know, in New York, Chicago, Detroit, L.A. You know, I heard an activist saying that what they're planning in L.A. is going to be 10 times worse than anything that anybody's ever seen. Mm. You know, and I can't say that it's just a lot of the bad police around here. Last night I heard some very awful things from some of the protesters as well. One of the guys walked up to a police officer and said, hey, I know that you have a daughter. And he said he was going to sodomize her. You know, that doesn't help the problem whatsoever. You know, when you're out here and at 65 to 100, and so far it's pretty calm and quiet, you know, and then you go out and you're doing that, you're provoking. I mean, what kind of action, what kind of response do you expect to happen from the police officer?
Well, you know,
when
you're
threatening their daughters.
Yeah, they use agent provocateurs on both sides of the fence, don't they? And, of course, what the police did last night was very provocative. Tonight on the nightly news, Darren McBreen is going to be interviewing Larry Pinkney. Of course, he was with the original Black Panthers. And as he's pointed out many times in interviews with us, when they came against them was when they started uniting the entire community, when they were no longer just focused on black people, but they were uniting everybody in the community. That's when they got really dangerous. And the interesting thing is going to be on the nightly news tonight. He got his FBI file. And in the FBI file, they talked about him being dangerous because he could appeal to both blacks and whites. That's the issue. If they can divide us by ethnicity, then they win. It's only when we can get them, when we can come after them and say, you're not going to have these kinds of rules of engagement. We need to have accountability with the police, and this is something that affects everybody, not just one ethnic group. I understand that black people have seen this far more than anybody else, and I think they understand that more than anybody else. The problem is that because of that, they're easily manipulated by the powers that be into thinking that this is simply a race war, and it is not.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's about police officers, you know, going out and doing these no-knock warrants, going out and killing young Americans of all races, you know, going in and throwing flashbangs and ripping a child's chest open and going to the wrong place. You know, anytime we have a drawer or a war on drugs or a war on terrorism, all we do is make it worse. You know, this is like a war on on race, and they're making it 10 times worse.
Yes. And I understand that in the war on drugs, the brunt of that has been borne by the poor people, by the inner city people, by the black people. The majority of them go to jail for marijuana when oftentimes you don't see that same kind of incarceration rate with white people. So I understand they've borne the brunt of that disproportionately. But this is something that is destroying the legal framework of the entire country for everyone. It's putting everyone in danger when we allow the government to assume these kind of authoritarian powers that we have allowed under the war on drugs, that we're allowing under terrorism. And now we're seeing these rules of engagement that the federal government is training local police departments to engage in. We see that there's no longer a restraint on the use of force. I've got Paul Joseph Watson on the line here. And I wanted to see if, Paul, do you have any questions for Joe that you wanted to ask him about what's going on in Ferguson?
Yeah, well, basically, obviously, we're expecting the grand jury to come to a decision tomorrow. That's not going to be announced until Sunday at the earliest if they do come to that decision. So I just wanted to ask Joe, you know, we've got these reports about militant groups going after Officer Darren Wilson directly. We've got lists of targets, which include power substations, water treatment facilities. Joe, from being on the ground there back in August compared to now, do you expect there to be a similar level of violence in reaction to this expected acquittal, or do you think it's more likely to be more subdued this time?
Well, from the reaction of the police officers that I saw last night, they were, I would say, a little bit more well trained. and how they did act and how they did approach people instead of just, you know, sporadically running out and, like, attacking the crowd like they did back in August. So I think there's going to be a different way that the police handle. But, you know, back in Halloween this year, they called him a vandal, and the local Fox News actually shut down a power area, and it shut down the power to the fire department and the police station here. So it seems like that was almost like a training exercise for something bigger to come. You know, I don't think it's too far-fetched that a militant group could shut down the Emerson Electric Company, which is just right up the road a couple miles. So I expect things to be bad, but I don't know if they will be as bad as in August. And when I say that, I mean that in the amount of people coming out. Because if you guys remember back in August, at one point there was like 2,000-3,000 people out in the streets. I don't think it's going to be like that because it was unorganized. This time you have more well-organized protest groups, whatever you want to call them, militants who have been organizing the past few months, preparing, coming up with game plans on their action if the verdict comes down that Darren Wilson will not be charged. So I think you have more coordinated attacks, so to say, that could happen, and that's something that we're going to have to be watchful for in the near future.
You know, as we look at this, I want you guys to give me your thoughts on the timing of this, because, of course, this is likely to happen tomorrow. I know that it's a jury, but it is, in fact, a grand jury. Grand juries are known for being rubber stamps of the government or the prosecution. So the timing of this coming out right after Obama makes his pronouncement, do you think that there's some collusion to wash out the story of Obama's amnesty, to wash that out of the headlines?
Yeah, they're going to use the Obama's amnesty plan. They're going to use Ferguson as a burqa to cover up the amnesty plan that's going to go on here.
I think so. What do you think, Paul? You think this is deliberate timing?
Yeah, I mean, I made that point. There's actually a headline out of the Washington Times: "Will Ferguson race riots help Obama?" So, you know, Rahm Emanuel never let a good crisis go to waste. If they can use this as a distraction from the fury over executive amnesty, then they will do so. And, you know, Obama came out quite visibly early on and offered his condolences to Michael Brown's family. That caused resentment amongst Officer Darren Wilson supporters, who said that he should also at least give some words for his plight. He's obviously now being targeted with death threats. So from the administration itself, they've come down on one side. We know that Obama met with some of the Ferguson protesters. So the administration is using this to cause more division amidst an already divisive environment with this amnesty program. So that's definitely in the offing to exploit this crisis as a distraction from the amnesty program.
You know, I remember when this...
And, they had Al Sharpton there as well, too. Don't forget the great race baiter.
Oh, yeah. I remember when this story first broke. It was on the weekend. I think I was doing the radio show, and it looked initially like another one of these cases of unjustified use of force, of over-the-top use of force, and they allowed that narrative to sit there for a long time before they came out and showed any evidence that would have exonerated the police officer there. They engaged in character assassination openly, talking about that before they showed any evidence that would justify the officer's shooting. So it seems to me that if they had that evidence, and they certainly needed to have, certainly would have had that evidence if it wasn't, in fact, manufactured. If
well, there's
it
something,
is true.
There's something interesting that happened last night, too, that I almost forgot to say. Last night, there were, I think, 5 live streamers in the area, 4 local that live here in Ferguson in the area, and then myself. As the police advanced on us, there were a lot of people in the Twitterverse, on Facebook, that had all of the live streams up at once. Now, the interesting thing that happened last night, right as the police advanced on the road and started throwing people to the ground and arresting them, all of us lost our live feed. All of us had our phones shut down. We weren't able to transmit anymore for quite some time, and then it took a few minutes to get it back up as well. So I thought that was weird. That was coordinated. All of the live streamers, because all the people, I've been getting tweets all day and into last night saying that, hey, we were watching all 5 of them at the same time, and all of you went out at the exact same time, right as the police came into the street and started arresting people.
Clearly a case of them using selective shutdown of an area. And we saw that at the Bundy Ranch as well. When I was out there with Josh, all through the week, we couldn't get any reception whatsoever. We had to go get Wi-Fi at the Bundy Ranch to upload our reports, to do our interviews. We couldn't get anything at the protest site. And
well,
then
I'm
magically...
glad you brought that up.
What's that?
So I'm glad you brought that up. There was a young lady here last night, and she was really mad about the fact that She's like, why aren't Americans standing up for our cause just like they did at the Bundy Ranch? She said, men and women came from all over the U.S. and went to that ranch armed and stood up against those police officers, against the BLM. Why aren't they coming here and supporting us as well? She says it's the same thing. It's brutality. It's big government trying to come and take over and push you around, strip you of your liberties. And she was wondering why people aren't coming here to help support them as well in their cause against militarized police in Ferguson.
Well, that's an interesting point. I was going to say that, you know, on the day that the government had orchestrated saying that they were going to remove the regulations for the Bundy family, on that day, they turned everything on. We could get cell reception everywhere, and then they selectively turned it back off. But it is a good point. I think that it is something, when we were at the Bundy Ranch, people were saying, oh, you're not going to show up and cover it when something happens in the inner city. And it's like, well, we've been doing that all along. We heard the same thing there at the Bundy Ranch, that people wouldn't show up. I think people are showing up. I don't know if it's the same people that were there at the Bundy Ranch that are showing up in Ferguson, but there are people who are concerned about it, who do see that this is a problem that is not simply a racial divide and conquer problem. But I think a lot of people have bought into that, even people who might otherwise stand up for what has happened there in terms of the rules of engagement. Paul, do you want to say anything about that?
Yeah, well, just on the telecommunications thing, the shutdown, we know, I think it was Apple, had a patent where they could shut down people's cameras on their phones during a concert where they didn't want copyrighted footage to be videotaped. So we know, at least in an embryonic stage, that technology is circulating out there. So it's definitely something to watch on that score if they do try and shut down people when any kind of action kicks off.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I heard the police officers have some
kind
of thoughts.
Okay. Hang on, Joe. We're going to be right back. We've got to go to a commercial break. We're going to be right back with our reporters in Ferguson, Missouri. Stay with us.
This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with BlockItPocket.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door. 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen if you were not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, counting the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nation Iodine and your Super Meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nation Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
Dash 2, just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. We have Paul Joseph Watson with us in the UK, and we're going to be joined in just a moment with Jakari Jackson in Ferguson, Missouri. Now, as we were talking to Joe Biggs, who is also in Ferguson, Missouri, he was talking about how everybody at the small encounter, small riot that they had last night, everybody that was live streaming lost their feeds at exactly the same time. In other words, they could have easily have shut down a cell phone area there. But Paul had mentioned that, of course, Apple has been granted a patent to disable everything on your phone so that you would not even be able to take footage that you could later upload. And, of course, we don't know if they've implemented that yet or not. This is a story that was written by his brother, Steve Watson, going back to September 3rd, 2012. But, of course, we just learned today from the Washington Post that the next step in cell phone tracking is going to be determining your altitude. They're not content to just know where you are on an XY grid, to know your coordinates that way. They want to know what floor you're on. Yes, this is something new that is a capability, they say, of the iPhone 6 from Apple and some of the new Android devices. They're going to use the new barometric pressure sensors. And this is a rule that's being driven by the FCC. They say, well, we need to have it for 911 calls so we'll know what floor the person is on. Really? Is that what you're going to use it for? We know what you're going to use it for. They also go into this and say, well, it's got some legitimate uses. Malls could use altitude tracking to monitor crowd flows and send coupons to the phones of customers walking past a shoe shop on the top floor. Or multi-level casinos could monitor gamblers for security purposes. Or companies could keep better tabs on the movements of their employees. In other words, we are their inventory. We're their cattle. They want to watch us wherever we go so that they always know that they can push something on us or grab us at a moment's notice. And just one more thing, and I'll go back to Jakari and Ferguson. They just had a case in Baltimore where someone was arrested because they got his cell phone location. The judge wanted to know how they got that, and they refused to tell the judge. They said, no, we have a non-disclosure agreement. He goes, you don't have a non-disclosure agreement with me. Give me the information, or I'm going to hold you in contempt of court. And they said, well, forget it then, and we'll let the guy go free. See, that's their priority. Their priority is not to protect you. Their priority is to protect their surveillance measures and to defend the corporations that essentially run this government with their non-disclosure agreements. Let's go to Jakari Jackson in Ferguson. Jakari.
Jakari Jackson reporting in Ferguson, Missouri. We are in front of the police station where you guys saw the video last night, where the police officers push people into the streets. Now, I will say this time around, besides in them shoving everybody out into the streets, the officers last night were better behaved than what we saw back in August. No tear gas, no rubber bullets, nothing like that. So we've seen, this is the second protest we were at last night since we've been here. It's getting warmer and warmer temperatures, so people are coming out longer. I think the first one we went to only lasted about 20 or 30 minutes because it was about 17 degrees at the time. Now it's up to about 50, so the protests are lasting a little bit longer. The thing that they seem to be doing this time around is blocking off the streets, because when we were originally here back in August, the police had a lot of the streets blocked off and then blamed the protesters for it. But now the protesters are coming out and purposely blocking the streets peacefully, but they are blocking the streets, and the police come out there and try to remove them the best they can. And I wasn't live streaming at the time as Joe lost his signal, but many of the people in the crowd were saying that, yes, in fact, they all simultaneously lost their live stream. Luckily, I was filming on our camera, so I had a backup for that contingency. But, you know, as we continue to move on and as the verdict gets closer, you know, we're going to be here throughout the weekend to document whatever happens. We'll be here at least till Sunday, possibly longer if necessary, to bring all of our viewers and all the people who are supporting us and watching this situation in Ferguson the best information possible.
Great Thanks, Jakari. We're going to take a break now. We're going to come back. If you're on the phone, wanting to talk to us, hang on. I'm going to try to take as many calls as I can in overdrive. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.